Oshta Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. My sisters and I had just asked our parents if we could go to a friend's house to swim in her swimming pool. My sisters and I always hung out together, and we ran with the same friends. I was 5, Anawake was 6, and Sis was 7. As we left our snuggling parents on the couch watching TV, we excitedly ran up the street dressed like triplets in our matching swimsuits. At the top of our street was a large patch of grass in the shape of a triangle. The triangle divided two streets and had big puffy trees on two of its corners. This was a typical gathering place to meet our friends or secretly sit in the trees and watch cars go by. As we ran through the triangle barefoot, Sis and I heard Anawake call from behind that her foot was numb and she couldn't walk. We stopped in the middle of the triangle and turned around and went back. Sis and I stood on both sides of Anawake to hold her up as she lifted up her numb foot. The sight of Anawake's foot made the three of us simultaneously let out a blood-curdling scream. Her foot was dangling and cut almost completely in half. Only a thin piece of skin was holding her foot together. She had stepped on a broken cola bottle. As we continued to scream in our highest-pitched voices, neighbors shot out of their houses like cannons from all directions. While one neighbor came running with towels and wrapped my sister's foot, another neighbor and I ran down the street to get my parents. They had already heard the screams and were on their way out the front door. My dad ran up the street and quickly carried my sister home. Before I knew it, we were all loaded into our blue van and were speeding to the nearest hospital that was almost 25 miles away. There was no time to wait for an ambulance. Anawake was fading fast. When Mom told her that we were going to the hospital to get her foot sewn, Anawake asked if she could just do it on her sewing machine, and then she slowly drifted to sleep. I remember sitting in the front seat, barely able to look over the dashboard. My dad was driving, and in the back were my mom, brothers, and sisters. I remember my dad with tears just pouring down his face, saying, "Oh God, oh God," the whole way to the hospital. He was driving as fast as that van could go, weaving around some cars and driving on the shoulder to pass others. Then miraculously, the cars just started shifting out of our way as if something were pushing them aside to make room for a speeding blue van. When I turned around, I saw my mom holding my sister in her arms. Mom had a blank stare on her face as she cradled and slowly rocked my bleeding sister like a baby. She held her with one arm and held her foot together in a towel with the other. As my mom stared straight ahead, her mouth was moving, but nothing was coming out. I thought she must be praying, so I turned around and prayed too. Driving down the highway, a policeman pulled beside us as my dad motioned that something was terribly wrong. The policeman pulled in front of us and escorted us to the hospital. When we arrived, my dad grabbed Anawake and rushed her inside. After surgery, the doctor assured us that Anawake would make a full recovery, but he was very sad to say that she would more than likely have a limp since she had severed so much tissue. Anawake did make a full recovery, never had a limp, and the scar is barely noticeable. Later we heard that the young doctor who healed Anawake had gone to Vietnam and had been killed. There were many thoughts that came from this experience as I replayed the tape many years later. The neighbors reflexively responded to our cries. Cars were seemingly pushed aside to create a path for us. The policeman showing up out of nowhere, and the doctor that saved my sister's life ultimately lost his own in Vietnam. I don't know why my sister's life was spared and the doctor's life wasn't. I don't know if the doctor ever experienced fatherhood, but my sister has experienced motherhood and now has grandchildren. Had the doctor completed his work and my sister had more work to do? Was it in God's plan to be a private lesson, a neighborhood lesson, a family lesson, or a collective lesson? Folks, some families experience the loss of a loved one earlier in life than other families for reasons that we don't know. And through those experiences, we may witness strength, will, and courage. No one knows why God calls some to His kingdom sooner than others. But one thing I do know, God only knows. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada, gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.